When you get there, let's stand. Matthew chapter 8, I'm going to start reading in verse 28. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't there, say hold on. All right.
Amen.
And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gadareans, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cry out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time? And there was a good way off from them, and heard of many swine feeding, so that the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept the field, they that kept them fled and went their way into the city and told everything that was befallen unto the possessed of the devil. And behold, the whole city came to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Lord, we love you. We come to you. Jesus' name, thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. We thank you for your blessings, and we ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. I pray, for, Lord, for conviction. I pray you'd speak to hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to preach something a little bit strange this morning as the thought, but we know this passage of Scripture. This passage of Scripture is three times in the Gospels, in Mark and also in Luke. We know that Jesus comes into this, comes across a storm to get to this place where this man was. And in this instance, the Bible says there were two there. But most of us, we know the story of the one Gadarene man possessed with many devils. The Bible says that Jesus asked him in Mark, he said, what is thy name? He said, my name is Legion, because we are many. Now, you don't normally find good things in a graveyard. If you like hanging around in the graveyard, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
But I want to preach a little while on this thought, what they saw from the graveyard. What they saw from the graveyard. In this instance right here, his disciples is with Jesus. And Jesus, you got to understand what I said. Jesus is coming across. This man is possessed with many. We can say, in some instances, up to over 2,000 demons.
Wow.
This man did not get like that overnight. This man was evil. This man had gotten to that place because he was bad. You got to understand something. I don't know if anybody in there. Now, we got some folks in here. You've been down the road, amen?
Yeah.
You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't want to have to start calling names, but you know, we ain't always been sitting in church on Sunday morning. We ain't always come to church looking good and smelling good. Hey, some of us got up on Sunday morning, didn't know where in the world we was at when we woke up on Sunday morning. But thank God, Jesus saved us, amen? What they saw in this graveyard, they saw the power of God to give salvation to a man that did not deserve it. Where were you when Jesus found you? Think about that now. They saw the power, the saving power of the Savior. People, if you study the Bible, people had chained this man down. No doubt the church had done all they could for him. No doubt it was probably the church crowd that chained him down. And the Bible says that he would break the chains. He would break the fetters. In other words, that's how many demons he had in him. And now you go, if you're here this morning and you say, I don't know if the Lord can save me, you were not this bad. I'll guarantee you that. I'm telling you, the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ is here this morning. And if you need salvation, he's here. If he can save that man, what can he do for you? If he can save that man, what can he do for you? If he can save that man, what can he do for you? We got to understand something, folks. You got to understand something. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. He did not come to seek and to save that which was good. He did not come to seek and to save that which was all right. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That means lost is lost, and that's all it is, amen? Hey, you can be a drunk and still be lost. You can be a drug addict and be lost. You can sit on a church pew all your life and be lost.
Amen.
Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus saved this man. He'll save you. Amen. Think about it. Somebody said something in Sunday school this morning. I believe it was Chucky. Talked about how that when somebody goes to heaven, that woman with the issue of blood, maybe she runs up to him and says, hey, I'm the one that had the issue of blood. Can you imagine when you get there, Skip, and somebody runs up to you, and he looks just like everybody else. He said, hey, I'm the one that had 2,000 demons in me. I'm the one that was living in the graveyard. I'm the one that was running around naked. I'm the one that everybody gave up on. I'm the one that my mama said I'd never get saved. I'm the one that the preacher said I'd never get saved. But glory to God, when I come in contact with Jesus, amen, everything changed. That's what they saw from a graveyard. Number two, they saw the delivering power of the Savior. The Bible tells us in John chapter 11, verse 43 and 44, Lazarus is dead. They take Jesus to his tomb. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Not only can Jesus save, glory to God, Jesus can deliver. Yes, he can. Amen. All you got to understand something. Death had Lazarus wrapped up. Death had his hands around Lazarus' neck. He had Lazarus in the tomb. Death was sitting right there beside him. I got you. You ain't going nowhere. And all of a sudden, Lazarus hears a voice. Come forth. Death had to let him go. We see the delivering power of the Lord. You understand, there was three instances in the Bible where Jesus saved somebody or delivered somebody from death. We have Lazarus, we have Jairus' daughter, and we have the widow of Nain. I'm telling you right now, it don't matter how far gone you are. I don't care how far gone you think you are this morning. I got a Savior that can come on the scene. I got a Savior that can deliver you out of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Jesus delivered Lazarus from his sickness. Whatever had him before, Brother Tony, ain't got him now. Something killed him. My Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to have a fit by myself. Something killed him. But now it ain't got him no more. I'm telling you, my God can deliver you out of sickness. Amen. My God can take care of any. It don't matter what the... made these bodies, he can heal these bodies. Now I know it's not his will all the time, but I'm just going to tell you, they saw that in the graveyard. Whatever you're going through this morning, all you got to do is turn it over to him. Amen. Whatever you're going through, Bible says in James chapter 5 verse 14, if there are any sick among you, let them call for the elders, be anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall heal that one that's sick. I believe that with all my heart. I've seen it done too many times around this altar. I've seen people come up that had heart disease, get anointed, and they ain't got heart disease no more. I've seen people come up that had cancer and get anointed, and they ain't got cancer. That might not be good English, but that's good preaching right there, amen. Amen. Jesus delivered. Don't you notice something? As I was studying this, kind of Lord showed me one more little thing on this point, and I'm going to move on. Jesus delivered Lazarus from the darkness. Amen. That tomb was dark. He called Lazarus out of that dark tomb. Lazarus comes walking out. He ain't out of the darkness yet. Jesus says, loose him and let him go. Go back and read it. The Bible says they took the grave clothes off and took the napkin from off his face. In other words, I'm going to go ahead and tell you something. Every once in a while, Christians go through some darkness. If you're here today and you've been saved for more than 30 minutes, amen, you probably had some darkness in your life. You probably had some nights that you just felt like you were in darkness. You felt like there was nobody there to help you. You felt like nobody cared. But I'm telling you right now, there is somebody that cares, and his name is Jesus, and he'll deliver you out of that darkness. When Jenny was singing that song, he can deliver from all anxiety. He can deliver all depression. Praise God. It don't matter what you're going. It don't matter what's got you into that darkness this morning. I'm telling you, Jesus can lift that darkness. Jesus can stand up and say, loose them and let them go. And they saw all that from a graveyard. Change gears just a little bit. Acts chapter 7. The Bible says in verse 54, we know of a man named Stephen, one of the first deacons, a godly man, a good godly man, a godly man that was being persecuted for doing what's right. Amen? Doing what's right, standing up, preaching the gospel, telling people the truth. And the Bible says in verse 54, and when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart and gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran on him in one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Now listen. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, saying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He died. In a graveyard, Brother Tony, all these witnesses saw the forgiven spirit of the Savior. I'm not talking about Jesus forgiving our sins. I'm talking about that's that spirit that Jesus puts on the inside of us. Stephen is being killed. Stephen is being stoned for doing what's right, for preaching, for standing what's right, for doing what he was supposed to do. A good man dying. And the ones that were killing him, he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. As blood streaming down his face, stones hitting him in the head and on his body, he's thinking, Lord, please, please forgive him. Knowing they were wrong. Not that he was wrong, but knowing they were wrong. He's saying, Lord, please forgive them. They saw the forgiving spirit of our Lord and Savior working in a man. Now, I'm going to say something. I might upset somebody, but the Bible says if you don't keep upsetting people, you ain't right with God. Woe unto them that everybody speaks well of. We can't even get along with folks in church. And Stephen is praying, Lord, forgive this man that's throwing that rock at me. Lord, forgive this man that's killing me. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want him to pick him up and throw him back. Yeah, don't get all holy on me. You would too. Amen. Stephen is dying. And he said, Lord, please forgive him. Lord, please forgive them. Folks, that's the forgiving spirit that Jesus Christ puts in us. We sit here and hold grudges. And we won't speak to one on the other side of the church because we didn't like the way they looked at us. The Bible tells us in Matthew that when you come down to this altar and you put your gift on this altar and you praying and you realize somebody's got an ought against you. In other words, Wes, if you come down to this altar and you're praying and you realize that Billy is upset at you about something, not that you did anything wrong, but Billy's upset at you about something, the Bible says for you to leave that gift on that altar, you go to Billy and you get it right and then you go back and finish praying. That's Bible. Now you might not like this preaching, but you can't argue with the Bible. Stephen is saying, Lord, please forgive them. They saw in a graveyard, they saw the forgiving spirit. He forgave the ones, Brother Clint, that was killing him. I thought about this, and I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all got to understand something. these guys that stood up and speak for me sometimes, and preachers, I've been dealing with sermon for 2 days. And the Lord said, you still hold an animosity against that guy that shot you. And you don't even know who that was. Folks, it's time we get back to the Bible. Amen. It's time we become, and I got a sermon at home God gave me several weeks ago about the ministry of Stephen, and I might do it on a Wednesday night in a Bible study, but it's time for us to get back to doing it the Bible way. Amen. Amen. They saw this in a graveyard. Now listen, they even saw sorrow when they were with the Savior in the graveyard. The Bible tells us in Matthew 27, verse 57, and when even was come, the rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was a Jesus disciple, he went to Pilate and begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded that the body be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn out of a rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. They were their whole world had been tore up. Their whole world was disrupted. They're the Savior, the one that had told them, hey, I'm going to live again. The one that had told them, I'm the beginning, the end. I'm Alpha and Omega. The one that said, I am the Savior. I am the one. I am the rock. Hey, he was dead in a tomb. Their whole world, amen, was upside down. See, the problem is a lot of people get saved, and you've been watching Kenneth Copeland too much. You need to turn Benny Hinn off. You need to find a Bible-believing preacher that's preaching what the Word of God says. Amen. Life is life. We're going to all face sorrow. Amen. We're going to all have ups and downs. We're going to all have mountains and valleys. And let me go ahead and tell you something. Y'all have heard me say this many times. You know, it shocked me when I got saved. They sent a water bill to my house. What in the world's wrong? I'm a Christian. I shouldn't have to pay for electricity. How foolish is that? Just because you get saved don't mean everything's going to be fine. There's going to be sorrow. In the last several weeks, I've had to deal with several families that's lost loved ones. And I don't want to say this and to be mean, okay, or to diminish anybody's feelings, okay? Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. The older we get, the more we're going to deal with it. That's right. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's life. We're going to have sorrows. We're going to have heartaches. There's going to be hard times. So just go ahead and suck it up and say, that's life. I'm staying with Jesus. David's looking at me kind of strange, but I'm going to pick on him. Sometimes a house catches on fire. Sometimes a dad passes away. I could go to everybody in here and point out things. Sometimes you have a heart problem. Sometimes you got to have a hip replacement. So what you going to do, quit? Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I ain't quitting because times get hard. I'm not quitting because I got sorrow in my life. I'm not quitting because everything don't go my way. Amen. I'm staying with Jesus, amen. They also saw some excitement in the graveyard. That same one that was put in there 3 days before came out.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
They got excited in the grave. Now listen to what the Bible says in Matthew. As I was reading this, I sometimes, you know, you kind of you want the Bible to say things that it really don't say. Yeah. Y'all don't. Never mind. But I found that this is Bible now. Matthew 28, verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, fear ye not. For I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. And lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. Amen. Great joy. Now listen. And did run to bring the disciples word. That's shouting to me, glory to God. They had great joy. They was running. Amen. Hey, they got excited in the graveyard. We can't even get excited in church. They saw this in a graveyard. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if I'd have been there, I'd have been running too, amen. If I'd have been there, I'd have had great joy too. And sometimes, you know, you come to church, it gets bigger than you are, amen. Sometimes you got to raise your hand. Sometimes you got to say amen. Sometimes, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with taking a little running spell every once in a while, amen. I just think we ought to get a little excited when we're talking about Jesus. And they saw it in a graveyard. Now listen. One day they're going to see some things in a graveyard that they ain't going to explain. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. When the rapture takes place, they're going to be people in the graveyard that's going to see some things that's going to blow their mind. I thought about it as I was studying this. They're going to see salvation fulfilled. Amen. For all those that's died looking for Jesus, holding on to the promise, are coming out of that grave. They're going to see forgiveness fulfilled. They're going to see that some of them going to have sorrow because they ain't going. Let me ask you a question. If that were to happen right now, would heaven be your home? If that were to happen right now, would heaven be your home? They're going to be some people see some things, folks. I'm just telling you, Brother Davis talked about this morning a little bit, and he's mentioned it several times in Sunday school about the prophecies in this Bible that's been fulfilled. If all those prophecies in this Bible, Brian, has been fulfilled, guess what? His second coming is going to be fulfilled. Amen. Jesus is coming. It's going to be like that old it's going to be like that old game, ready or not. That's the question this morning. I want you to bow your heads as Brother Robert comes back.